Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhouseonline.com.au.
Well, already the media spotlight on Haiti has dimmed a little, but that nation is going to be recovering from that catastrophic January 12 earthquake for years to come. 2 weeks ago, the official body count had reached close to 170,000. The number of people injured, around 300,000, and in one way or another, they're estimating about 3 million people have been affected by the quake. One of the many aid organisations helping with the recovery, and hasn't it been wonderful to see so much outpouring of aid from around the world? But one of those organisations is CBM. You might remember them as Christian Blind Mission. Ulrika Weissman is a CBM aid worker. She's in Port-au-Prince now. Ulrika, thanks for joining us on Open House tonight.
Yes, I'm happy to do that.
You arrived in Haiti just after the earthquake. What were your first impressions?
I think we have never seen something like this before. It's really, I was thinking, how can I describe this to you? Sometimes you drive through areas where just every house is completely destroyed.
Yeah.
People are really left with a lot of trauma. Some of them, many of them have lost everything. Their houses, their belongings, family or friends that have died, and they may even be injured as well. So they really are in a very miserable situation, and I think it needs really all our support, and our long-term aid for Haiti is very, very, very needed. It's a bit stable now, but it's very volatile because food distributions don't reach all people. I can still see water distribution, so people have yet no access to tap water. And sanitation hygiene is a problem, and there's really no solution to all the camps that are set up, and it's kind of, and still we have a lot to do.
Absolutely. Can you describe some of those camps to us, just what families are actually living with day by day?
Well, yesterday we went to a camp. It was very mixed. Sometimes it's just not only half of the family that is just left over. There was one husband, his wife died, and he's injured, and he's left with a one-year-old baby who got his knee amputated. So it's kind of half families that are together, and there are not enough tents, so people just take wooden sticks and put on some plastic sheets or some clothes, and it's really bad. How can you be happy or start your life again if you're just sitting in this tent, sitting on a wooden board or plastic board? So it's... Yeah, it was, and then we ourselves, we had to go above all the rubble, broken stones, and as able-bodied person, you hardly manage with your very good shoes. So it's an extreme challenge for people with disabilities to cope in such situations.
Yes,
so
of course.
That was my impression.
Yes, and that's, of course, CBM's focus is on the people with disabilities. I mean, it's so often the case that people with disabilities are the last to get help. And, of course, this is a situation that's so grave that even able-bodied people are struggling to get help. So what are you doing for the disabled?
You see, after the first phase of very quick surgery has been done, now it's over, there are many patients still at the hospital or outside in tents at the hospital who still need urgently after-surgery care and rehabilitation so that they can get mobile again. And this is, we are here with four people, and two are occupational and physiotherapists. So we started ourselves in getting it move again and do some exercises so that another disability is prevented. So our first aim is really preventing disability from these operations. And we set up exactly 9 focal points, a sort of resource center at the hospital, at hospital base, so that people with injuries and disabilities get information on what is needed, where do we refer them to if there's extra services needed. And we are setting up these focal points at base hospital, in tents only because there's nothing else. And then later on, we want to move them into the community.
Are you seeing any glimmer of hope yet in Haiti amongst the people? Or is it just still, these are hopeless days, this is so beyond us, we don't know what we're going to do?
I think it wouldn't be honest to say that there is hope, because you see hardly any enterprise that is starting to demolish the houses or to start something new. You just see a few groups that do a bit of work with their own hands. So there's really nothing going on. So everybody is just wondering, how can we thought out this terrible disaster. Mm. But still, we, our partners are, they say to me, well, we just have to keep on going on and have to provide help as much as possible. But you have to imagine that they are also affected. Actually, yeah. Everybody in Port-au-Prince is somehow affected. Yeah. The helpers are affected.
Yes, absolutely. All right. Well, we'll leave you to get back to your work. Thanks so much for joining us, Ulrika. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
It's Ulrika Weissmann. She's one of the aid workers with CBM, a Christian Blind Mission, one of the amazing organizations that are jumping in there in Haiti and helping to rebuild people's lives after the January 12 earthquake. CBM.org.au. CBM.org.au.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology. To hear more from Open House, visit openhouseonline.com.au.